It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. The Republican response to Governor Jay Inslee's State of the State address emphasized the need to get things done without taking more of your money or raiding the state savings account. Senator John Braun.
Do the governor's priorities match up with the things that are important in your everyday life? Or does it sound like he's trying to make his priorities your priorities instead of the other way around? Does he seem to care about the issues that are on the minds of people in all parts of Washington? Or is he focused on specific groups or specific zip codes? You know, a year ago, the governor's speech to the legislature was very focused on energy. The reasons became obvious when he announced his campaign for president. A year ago, his speech was enthusiastic about Washington becoming a sanctuary state. He even criticized the anti-discrimination law created by the voters 20 years earlier. The same law the voters upheld this past November. But the governor failed to mention that he was proposing multiple taxes, including a new income tax, a property tax increase, and a big tax increase on people who provide services, like veterinarians, engineers, accountants, and others. What happened in the weeks following that speech? The majority party stopped just short of enacting the state's first income tax. But the governor got the other taxes he wanted, and many, many more, despite the fact that there was absolutely no need for tax increases. There's a new payroll tax, for example, and the door was open to more local property taxes. In all, these new taxes amounted to nearly $26 billion over the next 10 years. It was the greedy side of government on full display. Today, we heard more words from the governor about energy, and again, he said nothing about taking more money from the people. But make no mistake, the changes he supports would dramatically drive up the costs we all pay at the pump. It's already happening in California. The policy Governor Inslee wants would have the same effect as raising the gas tax, by as much as 57 cents per gallon. That's another $900 per year for a family of four. $900. But unlike the gas tax, it wouldn't do a thing to improve the quality or quantity of the roads across our state. The governor also talked about spending more tax dollars to help people find housing. This time, he wants to pull more than $300 million out of the state's rainy day fund. As the Republican leader on Ways and Means Committee, I can tell you we need that money in the rainy day fund for when the state economy slows. That's what the voters intended. If the governor believes more tax dollars are the best response to the homeless situation, he needs to look somewhere besides the state savings account. Besides, who can trust that more government spending is the answer? What's happened to all the money already spent reducing homelessness? And even more important, where is his plan for addressing the fundamental reasons for the homeless situation? Republicans were out front on housing issue more than a year ago, and we continue to offer policies that get at the root causes for homelessness. When the government does spend your tax dollars, it should be for things that make our communities better. You should be able to trust in that. Unfortunately, some of the most pressing needs in our communities are being ignored or shortchanged, and the governor is complicit in that. Now, last year, he signed a new budget that raised spending by 18%, and yet, special education is still seriously underfunded. There's not nearly enough support for our developmentally disabled citizens. And nursing homes in our state are closing at an alarming rate, with even more closures forecast. Support for higher education was tied to a new tax increase, which is a far cry from just 5 years ago, when Republicans made sure there was enough support to allow the first ever tuition cut without new taxes. So to sum it up, there was a gigantic increase in state spending funded by gigantic new tax increases on you and your family. But where did all that money go if it isn't helping address the needs of our families and communities? You should know that the vast majority of the new taxes and new spending went to public sector unions. That's because a corrupted system allows for pay and benefits to be negotiated behind closed doors. It allows labor unions and the governor to make decisions without any meaningful input from the legislature. Now, the question isn't whether public employees should be well paid. They absolutely should be. I'm simply saying the need for adequate public employee salaries should be balanced against the other needs of the people of this state. Unfortunately, There seems to be no place for that kind of balance in Olympia today. And that's the result of 35 years of one-party control. You know, for it to be effective here in the Capitol, we have to earn the trust of the voters. People need to know who will keep their promises, no matter what. Only a few years ago, Democrats and Republicans agreed to gradually reduce the business tax on manufacturing. This rate had already been reduced for aerospace, and it could have meant many new family wage jobs across our state. We trusted that if the bill passed with a solid bipartisan vote, which it did, the governor would also support it. Instead, he vetoed it. There went those good jobs. I represent a big part of Cowlitz County, where there aren't nearly enough good family wage jobs these days. Up until last year, Governor Inslee supported the construction of a natural gas project there and a similar one in Pierce County. These would have meant hundreds of new jobs for our state. This past spring, the governor suddenly pulled his support for both those projects. And once again, good jobs are at risk. So if you listened to Governor Inslee and you thought, he isn't speaking about the real needs of my family and my community, now you know why. The current government in Olympia is not about addressing your needs, and that needs to change. Now, long before the governor spoke today, we knew energy and the environment would be high on our agenda this year. Everyone wants to have clean air and clean water. It's not a Democrat or Republican issue in our state. But what about the people who are more worried about finding affordable daycare for their children, when the policies of the governor and his party are driving child care providers out of business? I'm proud that Republicans and Democrats have made significant strides in recent years on K-12 education and mental health services, but there is much more that state government could and should be doing to improve the lives of Washingtonians. It's a matter of priorities and leadership. Here are a few examples. Republicans have proposals for helping make health care affordable without going the Medicare for All route. We continue to have proposals to help get people into housing, and we believe that success in that area should be measured by helping people, not just by spending money. Republicans in the legislature listened to the people who were blindsided by the huge car tab increase tied to Sound Transit. We led the attempt to correct the problem, bring fairness to the whole situation. But when those in control ignored the very people who were hurting, the result was Initiative 976. Republicans have legislation to keep the $30 license tabs as the voters directed. And it would not take money away from schools in spite of what the governor claims. People are tired of feeling unsafe. They've had it with lawless behavior. It's time to take back the streets. Republicans have ideas for going after chronic DUIs and repeat offenders, and drug crime, and gun crime. And we can do this while being respectful of law-abiding Washingtonians. It would be easy to frame the issues as being rural Washington versus urban Washington. But let's leave the politics of division to the other Washington. I want the central Puget Sound area to thrive. I also want the rest of Washington to thrive. The right path forward is not to concentrate on policies that lean toward the central Puget Sound, or eastern Washington, or southwest Washington where I live. We have to look for ways to bring all parts of Washington into the discussion in a productive way. That means your elected officials need to hear you. You can trust Republicans to listen and to bring forward policies that will help all Washington. Thank you for listening.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.